KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some rain and 70. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, June 20th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust. Rylan Rivas II for District Judge and Chickasha Monument Company. Look for some off and on rain showers throughout much of the morning. Cloudy this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Just about a tenth of an inch of rain so far here in Chickasha. The GED program offered through Chickasha Schools put on probation. The story part of today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
The adult basic education program offered through Chickasha Public Schools will continue through next school year, but the program has been placed on probation. The Chickasha School Board took the action during a special meeting last night. The program reportedly out of compliance with some aspects with the state program following an audit. The school board issued a mandate saying administrators must be up to date on practices, monitor spending more closely, and teachers will be required to spend at least 12 hours of face-to-face time with students. Program coordinator Lisa Johnson said corrective actions have already started. The program offers not only GED classes, but also English as a second language courses in both Grady and Canadian counties. The program has helped about 1,000 students over the last 10 years, and it's been around for about 50 years. School Board President Doug Brown said they'll do everything they can to ensure the program stays in Chickasha and is successful. Interim Chickasha School Superintendent Jack Heron will be staying with the district. He was hired as the permanent superintendent in last night's special school board meeting. Heron was hired this past January following the turmoil that erupted in the aftermath of what happened with former Superintendent Dave Cash. Several school employees were suspended for blowing the whistle regarding grade and attendance tampering with the district's personalized learning curriculum, which remains under investigation by the State Department of Education and the OSBI. Other employees suspended over allegations of abuse of a special needs student. Those accused of abuse were cleared of any wrongdoing. Of those suspended, all have resigned with the exception of Special Education Director Pam Huggins, who was rehired for the upcoming school year. It's reported, by the way, that Heron was awarded a 2-year contract, but contract terms were not immediately available. Cool News Time, 8:04. More news coming right up.
Grady and Caddo County voters have an opportunity to elect our next district judge. And Rylan Rivas II has all the qualities we want in a judge. Rylan has experience as an educator, an assistant DA in Caddo County, currently has a private law practice in Chickasha, and is a federal prosecutor for the BIA. Rylan Rivas II for district judge. It just makes sense.
Hi, this is Rylan Rivas II. I will be proud and honored to serve the citizens of Caddo and Grady counties, and I would appreciate your vote for district judge on June 26th.
Paid for by Rylan Rivas for district judge 2018.
The south and southwest parts of Chickasha spent much of yesterday with low water pressure. It was a leaking pipe joint at one of the city's 3 water towers. Customers were impacted through mid part of the day yesterday. Crews had to replace a dismantling joint on a 16-inch water line in the water tower at 11th and Alabama. Workers from the city and its contracted water treatment company, USW, making the effort. Fortunately, a replacement part available at the city's supplier in Norman at a cost of $350. Water service had returned to normal for most water customers by mid-afternoon. The Chickasha Police Department did not get its new computer software installed as it had planned yesterday on its telephone system. Communications Supervisor Corey Brewer says some unexpected problems came up, so the project was delayed. Brewer said they hope to try it again next week. By the way, you can meet some Chickasha police officers over coffee this morning. Coffee with a Cop going on right now at Liberty Drug downtown. It'll run till about 10:30 this morning. Livestock producers impacted by the drought earlier this year might consider taking part in USDA's livestock forage program. Amanda Tai is with the Caddo County Farm Service Agency.
This program helps cover grazing losses due to the drought. If you have wheat pasture or cool season grasses, you are eligible for a potential payment in Grady County. In Caddo County, we are also eligible for wheat pasture and cool season grasses, and also warm season grasses.
Ty said producers must own the livestock and be able to provide a lease or deed to prove access to grazing land. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $65.07 a barrel. London-based Brent crude down to $75.08. Natural gas down to $2.90 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,274. Silver, $16.26. Our weather forecast calling for some scattered showers and storms throughout much of the morning. Should be ending by early this afternoon. They don't have cloudy skies and a high in the mid-80s. Right now, downtown Chickasha, we've had a shower move through over the last 20-30 minutes or so. Right now, cloudy and 70 and about 15 hundredths of an inch of rain so far. Right now, 70. You can get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923. We have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
In sports, the OK Kids State softball tournaments will be getting underway statewide this weekend. We have one regional team in the 12 and under state tournament that will be played at Stroud. The Dibble Wildfire and Coach Chad Clanton will be participating there, and they'll play Altus in a first-round game on Friday. For baseball, OK Kids regional T-ball tournaments will be held this week with a state tournament the following week. Regionals for Coach Pitch, Pee-wee, and Midgets are next week. OU football coach Lincoln Riley signing a contract to give him $25 million over the next 5 years, a big salary increase approved by the OU Board of Regents yesterday. His assistants also get raises and contract extensions. Many of them will be running through the college football season through the year 2020. The Texas Longhorns out at the College World Series, eliminated by Florida yesterday, 6-1. The winner's bracket game between Texas Tech and Arkansas last night was postponed. It's scheduled to be played today. Also at the College World Series today, an elimination game between Oregon State and North Carolina. The Oklahoma City Dodgers have dropped two straight games now, losing an extra innings to Las Vegas yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. The Dodgers are off today. They'll be hitting the road for a short series at Omaha, and they'll be back at the Bricktown Ballpark next week. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by Chickasha Monument Company, Rylan Rivas II for District Judge, and the First National Bank and Trust.